Hey, what's going on? It's Botch. And in this episode, just to give you a little intro, so I interviewed my client, Tenny. She's part of our Conquer 90 program. She just graduated, actually. She absolutely crushed it. So just to give a little background, she came from doing fad diets, different detoxes and fasting and all these things that were just not sustainable. And she wanted to find a permanent solution. And that's what she found here in our program. And we talk about this and what route she took and, you know, things she overcame. So without further ado, let's get into the episode and I hope you enjoy. See you. Hey, what's going on, everyone? So got a special guest here on the podcast, Tenny, who is part of our Conquer 90 coaching program. Tenny, what's up?
Hi, Batch.
Just wanted to, you know, she saw some amazing results in the program and just an absolute pleasure to work with. So I was like, you know what, you know, let's get on a chat and kind of just talk about how things went in the program, kind of what you took from it. So yeah, let's just get into it. So first question I have for you, Tenny, is before starting the program, like what were, you know, with fitness, with your nutrition, what were some of the things that you were doing? How were things like before joining the program?
Things were not as good as it was, or as I have it now with the program, in the sense that I used to, I was part of the people that, you know, bought into the whole fat diet, the whole weight loss, slimming tea, and eating just little meals or bland meals and doing cardio all the time. And whenever I feel like I've like eating a lot of food, I go to the gym to like punish myself or be like, I have to lose this weight and things like that. So that was how things have been for me. Like, it was not about habit, it was more about I have to lose this pound, I have to lose this weight. So whenever I do that, and I do lose some of the weight, but I gain them back, and I'm always so sad. Like, it did affect my mental health for quite a while, because I just felt like I can never do this, because it always felt like a all or nothing kind of thing for me. But starting the program or being part of the program has been life-changing, and I really mean life-changing in terms of my emotional health, my physical health, my mental health. It has been life-changing. So yeah, it's been good. Yeah,
that's amazing to hear. And it's not easy going, like, it's not easy going from the green tea, the cleanses and all that stuff, to going into, like, how does that work in terms of, like, was there a certain moment where you were kind of fed up and you're like, I need to make a change, I'm tired of doing this? Like, what kind of sparked that? Because I know we had a combo.
Yeah, it was just all of it. Like, I know I had paid for like two or three programs where you have like this diet meal plan, you have like, you know, some green cleansers, some yellow cleansers, just a mixture, a bunch of things mixed together. And you had to like stick to this kind of diet. And it was just a hassle preparing those foods. It was a hassle preparing the cleansers. And I didn't have enough time. It was exhausting. I didn't like what I was eating. Just everything. I was like, okay, this is enough. I cannot do this again, because I see myself losing some of the weight but gaining them back. Like, I didn't have that accountability partner or that encouragement. It was just like, oh, here's the program, you eat all of this, you do cardio, and then you lose the weight, and that was it. So it was like, having spent so much money on things that did not work and were not sustainable for me, I was like, I need a change, I need something new. And that's when, fortunately, I came across your page on Instagram. I'm like, I'm going to give this a try. This looks different from other things that I've been doing, because the other things I did, they were all the same, but your program was very different. I'm like, you know what? Let me try again one last time. And I'm glad I did. I really am.
I'm glad you did too. And then that's tough though. Like, real talk, like, being burned from those programs and you're like, shoot, is another program going to work for me? Like, what's kind of different here? But I know you were saying, like, when you were starting up with us, and you were saying you wanted that slower, more sustainable progress, right? Because you wanted to build the healthy habits. You wanted something that fit into your life, versus those other programs were kind of something that felt like it was all or nothing, right? It kind of took over your life and it was exhausting, right? Yeah. Versus this where it kind of just fits into your lifestyle. Yeah, definitely. So in terms of like finding that moderation, that flexibility, like how have things gone with that? Like with your diet, is it, you know, are you kind of able to enjoy those foods that you enjoy, or like how is that going in terms of like the diet? Like how were you able to enjoy different types of foods?
Yeah, it's going really well because I didn't have to restrict myself or like super restrict myself or something. Like I'm able to enjoy things that I like and also learn that self-control. Like some days are better than others, of course, but it's like I'm able to say, you know what, I don't have to stock up on this, or I don't have to restrict myself of this. I can eat this and I know I'm done. Like I already enjoyed it and, you know, continue my diet. But it's also like incorporating those healthy meals and eating like a balanced healthy meal, like having salads and enjoying salads the way I want. Like, for example, I don't like salads with dressing, but I like salad with like tomato sauce, which is good for you. So it's like mixing that and having that with chicken and just enjoying that, or just eating some rice and knowing that, you know, rice is not bad for you, like eating rice with salad and chicken and just enjoying like foods I like sweet potato, and not cutting things out, and also seeing the results and being full and not having to feel like I need to eat just grass or something to because I feel that after doing things like that, I'm always hungry and I binge on something else. But like right. I can pass by an ice cream store and be like, oh, I don't feel like ice cream today, because I know that I can take it another day. It's not like I have to wait till my cheat day or something.
Right.
So, this kind of thing. So it provided, like, I have this healthy relationship with food.
Yeah.
It's not a toxic relationship whereby some foods are bad for you or not. Because I remember there was a time that I went without eating rice, and after like I'm done with this, I went back to eating rice every day. But now I sit back and be like, oh, I haven't eaten rice in a week, because it's not like I'm restricting myself, but I wanted to eat other things. I'm enjoying other kinds of food. So it's that I would say I really have a healthy relationship with food now compared to before.
Oh, that's amazing. Because, I mean, that's the one of the biggest goals, right? Of course, you know, weight loss, muscle gain, that's all fun and that's all great and that's important. But also I think people forget that relationship with food, right? That's what's going to help you keep it off, right? That's what's going to help you, you know, maintain the results, but keep going too, is by realizing like, hey, there's, you know, these good or bad food, there's no good or bad foods. It's, there's foods that are going to be more filling, right? And there's foods that are, you know, don't have as many nutrients, you know, because that's one of the things we talked about is, you know, like the Costco, the food court, you know, with the ice cream, like you and being able to enjoy that kind of guilt-free, you know?
I know. And yeah, I don't find myself going there all the time. Like it's been a while I've had Costco ice cream, but I know that I can have it when I want to have it. So it's not like, there's not so much pressure. Like, and I enjoy eating, like, you know, feeling food, like having fruit, like oranges. Like I enjoy oranges. I stock up on that. I enjoy apple, banana, and I love Greek yogurt, so things like that. So I'm able to like enjoy other foods that are really beneficial to me and filling, but still know that if I feel like having a scone, I can go get a scone and I don't have to like say, oh no, you have to wait for your cheat day and then I go crazy.
Right. No, definitely. I mean, like in terms of like that all or nothing, like what kind of helped you like kind of stray away from that? Like what was there like a certain realization? I know we talked about this a little bit before about like you were kind of fed up, but like, you know, let's say somebody's listened to this and they're kind of struggling with like they had ice cream or they had something they weren't supposed to have, you know, for example, they convinced themselves, or you know, maybe they overate. Like how did you kind of, did that ever happen to you? And you kind of, what did you do after that?
Oh, it has happened to me before. I know we had a conversation when I think it was one of the weeks where I was having like a really hard time at work. And, you know, I didn't do the best in my food because I was emotionally eating and I didn't feel good about that. And I went to the gym to feel like I would punish myself. But after having that conversation with you, like, you know, it happens. It's normal. And you can, and yeah, you had a good meal. You had a burger. Enjoy it. Eat it. And then move on, go to your workout next day or go on a walk. Like, it's fine. It, because something you've always said is like, you know, a burger does not like spoil your whole progress. It's just something. So like having that mindset shift that because I enjoy the pizza or an ice cream today doesn't mean like the whole work I've been doing has gone to waste. No, it's like I ate something I enjoyed, and then, you know, I moved on from there. And that's what I would say, like, you want to have that healthy relationship with food and not come down hard on yourself, because that will also not really like help to, you know, just continue that progress. But it's like, oh, I had a burger, maybe I shouldn't have had that, but I already did. And I, you know, I go on, I continue my workout the following day, I eat my salad, I eat my fruit, or I eat one piece of candy or something and I'm fine.
Right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I know that's the biggest thing is carrying on those healthy habits, because like, this is a lifelong thing, you know, like I want you to be, and I know that's my ultimate goal. I wanted you to help you like sustain the results, but also do something, you know, keep fitness and be a part of your routine for the rest of your life, you know? So, so in terms of like that, like long-term success or like those healthy habits, like how are you going to do that going forward, you know, after the program?
Oh yeah. Like going forward, like, even I started for me, because like going on my workouts, like planning my workouts and my meals has been like part of me, part of like my lifestyle. Like it's a lifestyle for me. It's not about the weight loss or the muscle gain. I do hope for the fat loss in the process, which will of course happen, and right. the muscle gain, but it's like a lifestyle for me, because I found that, you know, working out, being active is really good for my mental health. Like it helps my anxiety, it helps like just for me to, you know, provide that surge of dopamine helps me with my work and just with the rest of my day. And I enjoy going to the gym. I know the funny thing is like before I started this program, I didn't used to lift weights. I just thought I could not do it. But now, being in the program and doing the workout that you curated for me, like I enjoy lifting weights. I enjoy doing more of those, like, you know, weight exercises, adding more weights. I'm enjoying and appreciating all my body can do in terms of exercising. So it's like, it's part of me, like it's part of my regimen. I wake up at 6:30, I go to the gym, I do my workout, I come back and I feel energetic for the rest of the day. I'm able to focus on work. You know, I eat like an apple or just do salads or whatever meals I have. It's not more like, oh, I have to do this, or these are like goals or tasks. It's just my life. And I like right. that, because it's natural. It doesn't feel forced, doesn't feel like a hassle. It's just my way of life, which is something so wonderful that I got from this program that I never got from other programs. Like it did not incorporate, it didn't help me to incorporate this fitness or healthy living into my lifestyle. It was more like a goal, short term goal. You have to lose this weight. So it didn't make it sustainable. But with this, it's like, you know, we're going to change your mind shift. We're going to help you have a healthy relationship with food. We're gonna, you know, help you appreciate being active and, you know, incorporating that into your lifestyle, which is what this program did. And I saw the result. Like I'm able to lose weight and maintain it, and I'm able to continually lose the weight, and I feel good and I look good. So yeah.
Right. No. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's the biggest thing. You know, that's the biggest thing that we want is for this to fit into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, you're going to have to make some lifestyle changes, right? It's uncomfortable. It's tough, right?
Oh, but yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because I used to have a bag of chips, or I used to have like sweets stored at home, but I don't have that anymore. Like those are my lifestyle change. Like I had to cut back on having like tubs of ice cream at home. Of course, there will be sacrifices, and those sacrifices I made, like, or having like three heavy meals a day, because it's not necessary. I just need, you know, good meal that fills me up, and also eating more veggies and fruits, which are really good for me. Those are the sacrifices I made, and No, they've been helpful. Those are some lifestyle changes, but it also not restricting me or holding me back from enjoying food and being active.
Right. And now, like, in terms of like going out, or you're going out with your friends, or you're like, there's a vacation, or, you know, you're going out of town. It's like, you know, that's not going to ruin all your progress. You know, that's just a part of your routine. That's just something you're going to do. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that we feel like going out to eat or having that ice cream is going to throw us off. But in reality, you know, it's all about that balance, right? Focusing on those healthier foods, right? Mm-hmm. Listening to your body, be like, hey, I'm kind of full. I'm kind of satisfied.
Yeah.
Right. I don't need, like you said, those heavy meals. But yeah, it is definitely a sacrifice, because there's got to be something. There's got to be something that changes, you know?
That's so definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So, a question for you. So in terms of, let's say somebody is thinking about joining the program, somebody's kind of like on the fence about it. Maybe they've been burned before by other programs. Like, they're kind of like, I don't know, you know, what, you know, I don't know if I should join. Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say it's what your time, your money, and your efforts to join the program. Like, this is 100% program that I recommend. And I'm saying this with my full chest, that this program, like the Conquer 90 program, is the best program you can join for, you know, having that healthy habit and seeing that weight loss progress. Because I've done different things. Like, I've done the fat diet, I've done the restricted diet, I've done so many things, I've joined different programs. But with this, you get that, you know, you get that opportunity, the encouragement from the coach, Vaj, and on the other coach, you know, having people, that support group, which is really important, that calls we have, where, you know, we have people in the same life stage you are at, encouraging each other, talking about things. And it's just very real. Like, there's no one being fake about anything. You know, we share our struggles, our wins, we encourage each other, which was really helpful to know that, you know, you're not in this alone, and, you know, you have people there for you. And of course, the being able to track your meals and also the exercises that, you know, that's being curated are really, really helpful. So this program is like, it's the best. Like, you don't need to be on the fence about it. You would not, one thing I would say, and I can say confidently, like, you would not regret being part of this program. And I say this, I'm not being paid to say this. I'm not forced to say this. And I'm saying this honestly and truthfully. This program is so worth it. It's so worth it. And I'm saying this because I know that, and I'm glad I did. So you would never regret it.
Well, thank you so much, Tenny. That means a lot. And that's the biggest thing, is taking that step, taking that leap. But I mean, that's what we're here. Like I talked about before, it's, you know, of course, fat loss, muscle gain, that is a goal, right?
Yeah.
But just like you said, with the mental, like, not feeling bad about eating certain foods and being able to go out on vacation and actually enjoy your vacation and not feeling bad and coming back and just getting back to it. Like, these types of things, like seeing ice cream and saying to yourself, hey, I don't need to just run and go get it, even if I don't want it. Like, all these things.
Yeah.
That's what's going to help you kind of maintain, but also just adopt those healthy habits, right? Those healthy habits.
Yeah. Definitely. It's just because when you're talking about vacation, I just remember how I've been on vacation on different occasions. And I know that, like, we talked about, like, you know, how to handle vacations, how to handle big events. And they've been very helpful, because I would go on vacations and eat and gain weight and it'd be hard to lose them. But now, like, I go on vacations, like, I enjoy myself, but, you know, I incorporate that being active, you know, making wise decision with what I eat, but also enjoying myself in vacation, like, not restricting myself. And it's so great. Like, I don't know how many programs will teach you this or will help you with this, but the mindset shift for me has been top notch. And I really appreciate you, Vaj. Like, thank you so, so, so much.
Of course. No, I appreciate you too, Tenny. You've been absolute delight to work with, and you've been, you know, there's ups and downs, right? There's ups and downs, but through the, basically the most of it is, you're like, hey, you put your head down. You're like, give me my workouts, you know, challenge me. I want to keep going, right? And I know you were doing a great job with, you know, with your food log and just different things where there were challenges, right? Like you said, with the emotional eating or, you know, vacations, like having to navigate these things, right? Having a busy schedule, but like still managing to show up each week, stay consistent. That's been huge. So super proud of you. And I'm glad that you took that leap. I'm glad we had that conversation. And I know it's a bit bittersweet, you know, having to see you go, but I know, I know that we'll keep in touch, of course.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's bittersweet to be like, oh, it's ended.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't feel that way for me. I feel like I'm feeling empowered living. Like I took that leap of faith, and it paid off, and it's still paying off. And I feel empowered living the program. After being coached for 10 months, I did the program twice, which I am glad I did, because, you know, it really set me up to be successful after leaving the program, which is evident because, you know, I do my workouts now, my meal, it's a normal lifestyle for me. And I really appreciate that. So, it's bittersweet. There've been up and downs, but it's been absolutely wonderful. It's been great. This is something that I'm like, okay, it was in my, vision board, and I'm glad I'm able to like knock that down. Like, you know, fitness is part of it. I'm crushing it, and I'm glad,
right.
I had conquered 90 to help me achieve that goal and continue crushing. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, of course. And I think we could kind of end it there. I mean, really end it there, but like I said, I just want to say to everyone listening, Tenny showed up every week. She crushed it. You know, really never gave excuses. It was kind of like, hey, where can I improve? How can I, you know, what can I do with this? What can I do with that? With my food, with my exercise. And she was just always willing to learn different things and, you know, showed up consistently each week. So you were a delight to work with. So thank you so much, Tenny. So, thank you so much for hopping on it and talking to me. So appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And, All right.
Have a good one. Take care.
Yeah. Now that you made it to the end of the episode, I appreciate you if you've been listening for this long. If you're someone who is struggling with that all or nothing mindset, you're struggling with keeping the weight off, yo-yo dieting, would love to have you in our program and help you reach your goals no matter what they are. If you're kind of struggling with fitness as a whole and you're tired of losing and then regaining back the same weight, would love to have you in our program. So you can definitely send me an Instagram at Vaught Shakarian. You should be able to, you know, it should pop up. And if you're from Instagram, you're probably already following me. If not, you can always go to GurskyFitness.com and check out our coaching options there. But I appreciate you listening so far. And if you ever need more one-on-one help with this, we have some options available. All right. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. And see you next time.